A faster answer for lost baggage with a hidden benefit for airlines.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. American, Delta, United, and others are preparing to switch to streamlined systems that could skew their lost luggage stats. Joining us with the story is the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist, Scott McCartney. Scott, how do airlines currently handle lost luggage, and how does this innovation change that?
So what happens typically is either you wait at the carousel and your bag never comes up, so you go to the baggage office, or some airlines can actually now send you a text message saying your bag didn't make the flight and you have to go to the baggage office. And when you go to the baggage office, you fill out a mishandled baggage report, and the airline has to include that report in its monthly statistics to the Department of Transportation of mishandled bags. And what will happen later this spring in the case of United, right before summer in the case of American, later this year for Delta and others, I think, is that when you get the text saying your bag didn't make the flight, it's lost or it's on its way, you will also get a link to click on where you can tell the airline where to deliver the bag. So you could say, I'm staying at the whatever hotel, or send it to my home address, or wherever you want it to go. And then you can skip the baggage office. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to fill out the form. That's a great convenience for customers. It also turns out to be really great for airlines because of the way the regulation is written. If the customer never files a report, fills out the paperwork, then the airline doesn't have to report the mishandled bag to the DOT. So when you click on that link and give them an address, you're essentially agreeing to a voluntary reroute of the bag. There won't be a passenger filed baggage report, and airline baggage handling statistics will improve, I think, pretty dramatically just because of this dodge around the regulations.
Very interesting. So the online form is not going to be treated the same way as that in-person form. What does the Department of Transportation have to say about this?
Well, they say they're studying it. They say they are monitoring the situation. They actually proposed some regulations on baggage that will take effect in 2019, but they didn't really address this issue. Under the new rules, the reporting will be a little bit different, but still they will only count passenger filed reports, not the actual number of mishandled bags that an airline tallies.
And you talked to a number of airlines for this piece, too. What did they have to say?
Well, they say basically they're not making the change to get around the reporting. They're making it to improve customer service. And I think everybody who travels would agree this, you know, this really is a major improvement in customer service. But the way the regulations are written, the way airlines are interpreting them, there's a silver lining to this for the airlines as well as the customer. They lose your bag, they get to lose the statistic as well.
We're talking with Scott McCartney about lost luggage and the pros and cons for consumers of a new innovation at the big airlines. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Scott, overall here, airlines have gotten better about losing luggage, but might this have something to do with people checking fewer bags because of those baggage fees?
Has everything to do with that and baggage fees in general, yes. There has definitely been a reduction in volume of checked bags as people try and avoid baggage fees. You see it every time you travel in the cabin when people are stuffing big bags into overhead bins. And so the reduced volume has allowed airlines to get better at it. The baggage fees themselves have really prompted airlines to spend money on new technology. So they have greatly increased their scanning of bag tags, adding optical scanners at different points along the way. United, for example, says their bags now get scanned 5 times along the journey instead of 3. Delta's actually invested in radio frequency ID tags, which are the read rate on those is much higher. It's about 99.8%. with a paper tag as it goes down the conveyor belt. It gets the optical reader picks up the barcode about 90% of the time or so. Pretty good, but still a lot of bags don't get read and end up in a sort pile. So you put all that together, the investment in technology, the reduced volume, and they have gotten significantly better in the last couple of years at handling bags. And it should be said, airlines have really made an effort to reduce that mishandled baggage rate, which had gotten high, which had become a huge source of frustration for passengers. If you look at airline complaints, mishandled bags, late bags, lost bags, that's a huge driver of complaints about airlines.
That's the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist, Scott McCartney. Thank you so much.
Sure, good to be with you.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
Got an Amazon Echo or an Amazon Tap? Listen to the Wall Street Journal as part of your flash briefing. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.